stared back brazenly at the bent, hooded figure. The Emperor's smile grew fatherly. He looked at Luke's manacles.
You no longer need these.
And with the slightest motion of his finger, Luke's binders simply fell away. Luke looked at his own hands, free now to reach out for the Emperor's throat, to crush his windpipe. Yet the Emperor seemed gentle. Had he not just let Luke free? Do not be fooled by appearances, Ben had told him. He stared at his free hands. He had total freedom to choose what to do now. Choice. The double-edged sword. He could kill the Emperor. He could succumb to the Emperor's arguments. He could kill Vader. And then he could even become Vader. Again, this thought laughed at him like a broken clown, until he pushed it back into the black corner of his brain. The Emperor sat before him, smiling. The moment was convulsive with possibilities. The moment passed. He did nothing.
Tell me, young Skywalker, the Emperor said when he saw Luke's first struggle had taken its course. Who has been involved in your training until now?
Luke was silent. He would reveal nothing.
Oh, I know it was Obi-Wan Kenobi at first,
the wicked ruler continued, rubbing his fingers together as if trying to remember.
Of course, we are familiar with the talent Obi-Wan Kenobi had when it came to training Jedi.
He nodded politely in Vader's direction, indicating Obi-Wan's previous star pupil. Luke tensed with fury at the Emperor's defamation of Ben. He tried to bring his anger under control, though, for it seemed to please the malevolent dictator greatly. The Emperor tapped his fingers on the arm of the throne, recalling,
There was one called Yoda, an aged master Jedi. Ah, I see by your countenance I have hit a chord.
Luke flashed with anger at himself now, to have revealed so much. He strove to calm himself, to show nothing, only to be.
This Yoda, the Emperor mused, lives he still?
Luke focused on the emptiness of space beyond the window, the deep void where nothing was. He filled his mind with this black nothing.
Ah! Cried Emperor Palpatine. He lives not. Very good, young Skywalker. You almost hid this from me, but your deepest flickerings are to me apparent. That is my first lesson to you.
He beamed. Luke wilted, but for a moment. In the very faltering, he found strength. The Emperor watched Luke's face with cunning.
I'm sure Yoda taught you to use the Force with great skill.
The taunt had its desired effect. Luke's face flushed, his muscles flexed. Luke saw the Emperor actually lick his lips at his reaction. Luke saw something else as well. Fear. Luke saw fear in the Emperor. Fear that Luke's power could be turned on him, the same way Vader had turned it on Obi-Wan Kenobi. Luke saw this fear and knew the odds had shifted slightly. With sudden absolute calm, Luke stared directly into the malign ruler's hood. Palpatine said nothing for a few moments, returning the young Jedi's gaze, assessing his strengths and weaknesses. He sat back at last, pleased with this first confrontation.
I look forward to completing your training, young Skywalker. In time, you will call me Master.
You're gravely mistaken. You will not convert me as you did my father.
No, my young Jedi,
the Emperor leaned forward, gloating.
You will find that it is you who are mistaken about a great many things.
Palpatine suddenly stood, came down from his throne, walked up very close to Luke, stared venomously into the boy's eyes.
By now you must know Your father can never be turned from the dark side. So will it be with you.
Never. Soon I will die, and you with me.
Luke was confident of that now. The Emperor laughed. Perhaps you refer to the imminent attack of your rebel fleet.
Luke had a thick, reeling moment, then steadied himself. The Emperor went on.
I assure you, we are quite safe from your friends here.
Vader walked toward the Emperor, stood at his side. Luke felt increasingly raw. Your overconfidence is your weakness, he challenged them.
Your faith in your friends is yours.
The Emperor's voice grew angry.
Everything has transpired according to my design. Your friends up there on the sanctuary moon, they're walking into a trap, and so is your rebel fleet.
Luke's face twitched visibly.
It was I who allowed the Alliance to know the location of the shield generator. It is quite safe from your pitiful little band. An entire legion of my troops awaits them there.
Luke's eyes darted from the Emperor to Vader, and finally to the lightsaber in the Emperor's hand. The Emperor kept rattling on imperiously.
I'm afraid the deflector shield will be quite operational when your fleet arrives.
Slowly, infinitesimally, Luke raised his hand in the direction of the lightsaber. The Emperor continued.
From here, young Skywalker, you will witness the final destruction of the Alliance and the end of your insignificant rebellion.
Luke was in torment. He raised his hand further. He realized both Palpatine and Vader were watching him. He lowered his hand, lowered his level of anger, tried to restore his previous calm, to find his center, to see what he needed to do. The Emperor smiled. He offered the lightsaber to Luke.
You want this, don't you? The hate is swelling in you now. Very good. Take your Jedi weapon. Strike me down with it. I am unarmed. Give in to your anger. With each passing moment, you make yourself more my servant.
No, never. Luke thought desperately of Ben and Yoda. They were part of the Force, now part of the energy that shaped it. Was it possible for them to distort the Emperor's vision by their presence?
Ben, thought Luke, if ever I needed your guidance, it is now. Where can I take this, that it will not lead me to ruin?
Han, Chewie, Leia, and a dozen commandos made their way down the labyrinthine corridors toward the area where the shield generator room was marked on the stolen map. Yellow lights illuminated the first three intersections. At the fourth, six Imperial stormtroopers stood a wary watch. There was no way around. The section had to be traversed. Han and Leia looked at each other and shrugged. There was nothing for it but to fight. With pistols drawn, they barged into the entryway. Almost as if they'd been expecting an attack, the guards instantly crouched and began firing their own weapons. A barrage of laser bolts followed. Two stormtroopers were hit immediately. A third lost his gun. Two more stood behind a fire door, though, and blasted each commando who tried to get through. The guards were virtually impregnable behind their vulcanized shield. But virtually didn't account for Wookiees. Chewbacca rushed the door, physically dislodging it on top of the two stormtroopers. Leia shot the sixth guard as he stood to draw a bead on Chewie. They checked themselves over, accounted for casualties. Not too bad. They'd have to hurry now, before a general alarm was set. The power center that controlled the shield generator was very near, and there would be no second chances. The rebel fleet broke out of hyperspace with an awesome roar. Battalion after battalion emerged in formation to fire off toward the Death Star and its sanctuary moon. Soon the entire Navy was bearing down on its target, with the Millennium Falcon in the lead. Lando was worried from the moment they came out of hyperspace.
He checked his screen, reversed polarities, queried the computer. The co-pilot was perplexed as well.
Zing, 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 zing.
But how could that be? Lando demanded. We've got to be able to get some kind of reading on the shield.
Nian Number pointed at the control panel, shaking his head.
Zib.
Jammed? How could they be jamming us if they don't know we're coming?
He grimaced at the onrushing Death Star as the implications of what he'd just said sank in. Then he hit the switch on his comlink.
Break off the attack. The shield's still up.
Red Leader's voice shouted back over the headphones. I get no reading. Are you sure?
Pull up, Lando commanded. All craft, pull up.
Some didn't. Three flanking X-Wings nicked the invisible deflector shield, spinning out of control, exploding in flames across the shield surface. None of the others paused to look back. Admiral Akbar spoke urgently into the comlink.
Take evasive action. Green Group, steer course for holding sector. MG-7 Blue Group.
A Mon Calamari controller across the bridge called out to Akbar.
Admiral, we have enemy ships at Sector RT-23 and PB-4.
The large central view screen was coming alive. It was no longer just the Death Star and the green moon behind it. Now the massive Imperial fleet could be seen flying in perfect regimental formation, out from behind Endor in two behemoth flanking waves, heading to surround the rebel fleet from both sides. And the shield barricaded the Alliance in front. They had nowhere to go. Akbar spoke desperately into the comlink.
It's a trap. Prepare for attack.
An anonymous fighter pilot's voice came back over the radio.
Fighters coming in. Here we go.
The attack began. Han pressed the button on his wrist unit and covered his head. The reinforced door to the main control room blew into melted pieces. The rebel squad stormed through the gaping portal. The stormtroopers inside seemed taken completely by surprise as the rebels rushed them with guns drawn. They herded all the personnel into one corner of the bunker and placed explosive charges. Leia studied one of the screens on the control panel.
Hurry, Han, look! The fleet's being attacked!
Solo looked over at the screen.
Blast it! With the shield still up, they're backed against the wall!
That is correct, came a voice from the rear of the room. Just as you are.
Han and Leia spun around to find dozens of Imperial guns trained on them. An entire legion had been hiding in the wall compartments of the bunker. The rebels were completely surrounded. Han, Chewie, and Leia exchanged helpless, hopeless looks. They'd been the rebellion's last chance. They'd failed. The Emperor, Lord Vader, and Luke watched the aerial battle rage from the safety of the throne room in the Death Star. Luke watched in horror as one rebel ship after another toppled against the unseeable deflector shield, exploding in a fiery concussion.
As you can see, my young apprentice, said the Emperor, the deflector shield is still in place. Your friends have failed. And now,
he raised his spindly hand above his head,
witness the power of this fully armed and operational battle station.
He turned to the comlink.
Fire at will, Commander.
At Commander Jerjerod's instruction, a controller pulled a switch, which ignited a blinking panel. Two hooded Imperial soldiers pushed a series of buttons. A thick beam of light slowly pulsed from a long, heavily blockaded shaft. On the outer surface of the completed half of the Death Star, a giant laser dish began to glow. Luke watched in impotent horror as the huge laser beam radiated out from the muzzle of the Death Star. It touched, for only an instant, one of the Rebel Star Cruisers in mid-battle, and in that instant, the Star Cruiser was vaporized. In the numbing grip of despair, Luke saw again his lightsaber lying unattended on the throne. And in this bleak and livid moment, the dark side was much with him. Admiral Akbar stood on the bridge in stunned disbelief, looking out the observation window at the place where, a moment before, the Rebel Star Cruiser Liberty had just been engaged in a furious long-range battle. Now, there was nothing. An aide handed Akbar the comlink. General Calrissian's voice was coming through.
Home One, this is Gold Leader. That blast came from the Death Star. Repeat, the Death Star is operational.
Beyond the window of the throne room, the rebel fleet was being decimated. Luke continued his spiral into desperation as the Death Star laser beam incinerated ship after ship. The Emperor hissed,
"Your fleet is lost, and your friends on the Endor moon will not survive."
He spoke into his comlink with relish.
"Commander Jerjerod, should the rebels manage to blow up the shield generator, you will turn this battle station onto the Endor moon and destroy it."
"Yes, your highness," came the voice over the receiver. Palpatine turned back to Luke.
"There is no escape, my young pupil. The Alliance will die, as will your friends."
Luke's face contorted, reflecting his spirit. The lightsaber began to shake on its resting place. The young Jedi's hand was trembling. The Emperor smiled.
"Good. I can feel your anger. I am defenseless. Take your weapon. Strike me down with all of your hatred, and your journey toward the dark side will be complete." He laughed.
Luke was able to resist no longer. The lightsaber rattled violently, then flew into his hand. He ignited it and swung it with his full weight downward toward the Emperor's skull. In that instant, Vader's blade flashed into view, parrying Luke's attack an inch above the Emperor's head. Sparks flew like forging steel, bathing Palpatine's grinning face in a hellish glare. Luke turned, lightsaber upraised, to face his father. The Emperor sighed with pleasure and sat in his throne, facing the combatants. Han, Leia, Chewbacca, and the rest of the strike team were escorted out of the bunker by their captors. The clearing was now filled with Imperial troops. Han and Leia turned to each other, full of feeling. The end seemed near. So much was there to say, they couldn't find a single word. Instead, they only joined hands, speaking through their fingers in these final minutes of companionship. 3PO and R2 entered the clearing, beeping and jabbering. They stopped cold in their tracks. "Oh, dear," 3PO whimpered. In a second, he and R2 had turned around and run back into the woods from which they'd come. 6 stormtroopers charged after them. They found R2 and 3PO standing quietly behind a tree, waiting to be taken. The guards moved to take them. Suddenly, 15 Ewoks dropped out of the overhanging branches, quickly overpowering the Imperial troops with rocks and clubs. Tebow, perched in another tree, raised a ram's horn to his lips, signaling the Ewoks to attack. Hundreds of them descended upon the clearing, throwing themselves against the might of the Imperial army with unrestrained zeal. Stormtroopers fired their laser pistols at the furry creatures, killing or wounding many, only to be overrun by dozens more. Slowly, Luke and Vader circled. Luke advanced in a flurry of lunges, each met with a loud crack of Vader's phosphorescent saber. The Lord of the Sith momentarily lost his footing and tumbled to his knees. Luke stood above him, heady with his own power. It was in his hands now. He could take Vader, take his place at the Emperor's side. Luke didn't bury the thought this time. He gloried in it. And then another thought emerged. He could destroy the Emperor too. Destroy them both and rule the galaxy. It was a profound moment for Luke. Dizzying, yet he did not swoon. He took one step forward. For the first time, the thought entered Vader's consciousness that his son might best him. Vader felt humiliation and fear, and now he wanted revenge. These things were mirrored by the young Jedi towering above him. The Emperor, watching joyously, saw this and goaded Luke on to revel in his darkness.
"Use your aggressive feelings, boy. Yes, let the hate flow through you. Become one with it."
Luke faltered a moment, then realized what was happening. He took a step back, lowered his sword, relaxed, and tried to drive the hatred from his being. In that instant, Vader attacked. He bound the boy's blade with his own, but Luke disengaged and leaped to the safety of an overhead gantry. "I will not fight you, father," Luke stated.
"You are unwise to lower your defenses," Vader warned.
"Your thoughts betray you, father. I feel the good in you, the conflict. You could not bring yourself to kill me before, and you won't destroy me now."
Vader could tolerate much from the insolent child, but this really made him angry. He threw his blade. It sliced through the supports holding up the gantry upon which Luke was perched, before flying back into Vader's hand. Luke tumbled to the ground, then rolled under the tilting platform out of sight. Vader paced the area like a cat, seeking the boy, but he wouldn't enter the shadows of the overhang.
"You cannot hide forever, Luke."
"You'll have to come in and get me," replied the disembodied voice.
"I will not give you the advantage that easily."
"I wish no advantage, father. I will not fight you. Here, take my weapon."
Luke knew full well this might be his end, but so be it. Perhaps it would be left to Leia, after all, to carry on the struggle without him. Luke put his lightsaber on the ground. The Dark Lord reached out his hand. Luke's lightsaber jumped into it. He hooked it to his belt and, with grave uncertainty, entered the shadowy overhang.
"Give yourself to the dark side, Luke," he entreated. "It is the only way you can save your friends. Yes, your thoughts betray you, son. Your feelings for them are strong, especially for..."
Vader stopped. He sensed something. Luke withdrew further into shadow, but there was no way to hide what was in his mind. Leia was in pain. Her agony cried to him. Vader's consciousness invaded that private place.
"No!"
screamed Luke. Vader was incredulous.
"Sister!"
he bellowed.
"Twins!" he roared triumphantly. "Obi-Wan was wise to hide her, but now his failure is complete. If you will not turn to the dark side, perhaps she will."
This was Luke's breaking point. Leia was everyone's last hope.
"Never!"
he screamed. His lightsaber flew off Vader's belt into his own hand, igniting as it came to him. He rushed to his father with a frenzy he'd never known, nor had Vader. It was soon evident that the advantage was all Luke's. Blow upon blow, Luke forced Vader to retreat. Each stroke of Luke's saber pummeled Vader like accusations, like screams, like shards of hate. The Dark Lord raised his blade to block yet another onslaught, and Luke slashed Vader's right hand off at the wrist. The hand, along with bits of metal and wire, clattered uselessly away. Vader's lightsaber tumbled into the endless shaft below. Luke stared at his father's severed mechanical hand, and then at his own black-gloved artificial part, and realized suddenly how much he'd become like his father. Trembling, he pointed his glowing blade at the Dark Lord's throat. He wanted to destroy this thing of darkness, this thing that was once his father. Suddenly the Emperor was there, looking on, chuckling.
"Good! Kill him! Your hate has made you powerful. Fulfill your destiny and take your father's place at my side."
Luke stared at his father beneath him, then at the Emperor. It was the darkness he hated. Not his father, not even the Emperor, but the darkness in them. And the only way to destroy the darkness was to renounce it. He stood suddenly erect and made the decision for which he'd spent his life in preparation. He hurled his lightsaber away.
"Never will I turn to the dark side. You have failed, Palpatine."
The Emperor's glee turned to a sullen rage.
"So be it, Jedi. If you will not be turned, you will be destroyed."
Palpatine raised his spidery arms toward Luke. Blinding white bolts of energy coruscated from his fingers, shot across the room like sorcerous lightning, and tore through the boy's insides.
The young Jedi was at once confounded and in agony. Luke raised his arms to deflect the bolts. Initially, he was successful. The lightning rebounded. Soon, though, the shocks came with such speed and power, he could only shrink before them, convulsed with pain. On Endor, the Battle of the Bunker continued. Stormtroopers kept irradiating Ewoks with sophisticated weaponry, while the fuzzy little warriors bashed away at the Imperial troops. Han, meanwhile, worked furiously at the control panel. Wires sparked each time he refastened another connection. Leia crouched at his back, firing her laser pistol, giving him cover. He motioned her at last. "Give me a hand. I think I've got it figured out." He handed her one of the wires. She holstered her weapon, took the wire he gave her, and held it in position as he brought two others over from opposite ends of the panel. "Here goes nothing," he said. The three wires sparked. The connection was made. There was a sudden loud whump as a second blast door crashed down in front of the first, doubling the impregnable barrier. "Great, now we have two doors to get through," Leia muttered. At that moment, she was hit in the arm by a laser bolt and knocked to the ground. Han rushed over to her. "Leia, no," he cried, trying to stop the bleeding.
"Princess Leia, are you all right?" 3PO fretted.
"It's not bad," she shook her head. "It's..."
"Hold it," shouted a voice. "One move and you're both dead."
They froze, looked up. Two stormtroopers stood before them, weapons leveled.
"Stand up," one ordered. "Hands raised."
Han and Leia looked at each other, fixed their gazes deep in each other's eyes. Solo's gaze was drawn down to Leia's holster. She'd surreptitiously eased out her gun. The action was hidden from the troopers because Han half-blocked their view. With a heartfelt smile, Han whispered, "I love you." "I know," Princess Leia answered simply. Then Han whirled out of the line of fire as Leia blasted at the stormtroopers. As the smoke cleared, a giant Imperial walker approached and stopped. Han looked up to see its laser cannons aimed directly in his face. "Stay back," he said quietly to Leia. That was when the hatch on top of the walker popped open, and Chewbacca stuck his head out with an ingratiating smile. The Wookiee barked and howled. Solo could have kissed him.
"Chewie, get down here. She's wounded."
He started forward to greet his partner, then stopped in mid-stride.
"No, wait. I've got an idea."
On the Death Star, Luke was nearly unconscious beneath the continuing assault of the Emperor's lightning.
"Young fool,"
Palpatine rasped at Luke.
"Only now, at the end, do you understand. Your puerile skills are no match for the power of the dark side. You have paid a price for your lack of vision. Now, young Skywalker, you will die."
He laughed maniacally. Luke's body wilted, finally crumpling under the hideous barrage. At last, he appeared totally lifeless. The Emperor hissed maliciously. At that instant, Vader sprang up and grabbed the Emperor from behind, pinning Palpatine's upper arms to his torso. Weaker than he'd ever been, focusing every fiber of being on this one concentrated act. Ignoring pain, ignoring his shame and his weaknesses, he focused solely on his will to defeat the evil embodied in the Emperor. Palpatine struggled in Vader's unfeeling embrace, his hands still shooting bolts of malign energy in all directions. In his wild flailing, the lightning ripped across the room, tearing into Vader. The Dark Lord stumbled with his load to the bridge over the black chasm of the power core. He held the wailing despot high over his head, and with a final spasm of strength, hurled him into the abyss. Palpatine's body disappeared. Lord Vader staggered and collapsed toward the hole. Luke crawled to his father's side and pulled the Dark Lord away from the edge of the chasm to safety. Both of them lay on the floor, entwined in each other, too weak to move, too moved to speak. Inside the bunker on Endor, Imperial controllers watched the main view screen of the Ewok battle just outside. Though the image was clogged with static, the fighting seemed to be winding down. Suddenly, a walker pilot appeared on screen.
It's over, Commander. The rebels are fleeing with the bear creatures into the woods. We need reinforcements to continue the pursuit. Open the main door, ordered the commander. Send 3 squads to help.
The Imperial troops came rushing out, only to find themselves surrounded by rebels and Ewoks, looking bloody and mean. The Imperial troops surrendered without a fight. Han, Chewie, and 5 others ran into the bunker with explosive charges. They placed the time devices at strategic points in and around the power generator, then tore out, racing for cover. In the next moment, the bunker went. Explosion after explosion sent a wall of fire hundreds of feet into the air. The bunker was destroyed. A captain ran up to Admiral Akbar, his voice tremulous. Sir, the shield around the Death Star has lost its power. Akbar looked at the view screen. The electronically generated web was gone. The moon and the Death Star now floated in black, empty, unprotected space. They did it, Akbar whispered. He rushed over to the comlink. All fighters, commence attack on the Death Star's main reactor. The deflector shield is down. Lando responded.
I see it. We're on our way.
The Falcon plunged to the surface of the Death Star, followed by hordes of rebel fighters, while 3 Rebel Star cruisers headed for the huge Imperial Superstar Destroyer. Lando and the first wave of X-Wings headed for the unfinished portion of the Death Star.
Blue Wing, called Lando. Take your group and draw the TIE fighters away.
I'll do what I can. I'm picking up interference. The Death Star's jamming us, I think.
More fighters coming at 10 o'clock. There's the superstructure, Lando called. Watch for the main reactor shaft.
He turned hard into the unfinished side and began weaving dramatically among protruding girders and temporary scaffolding.
I see the power channel system, Wedge radioed. I'm going in.
I see it too, agreed Lando. Here goes nothing.
Over a tower and under a bridge, and suddenly they were flying at top speed inside a deep shaft, barely wide enough for 3 fighters wing to wing. Moreover, it was pierced along its entire length by feeding shafts and tunnels, alternate forks and dead-end caverns. A score of rebel fighters made the first turn off into the power shaft, followed by twice that number of Imperial TIE fighters. 2 X-Wings careened into a derrick to avoid the first volley of laser fire. The chase was on.
Where are we going, Gold Leader?
Wedge called out gaily. A laser bolt hit the shaft above him, showering his window with sparks.
Lock on to the strongest power source, Lando suggested. It should be the generator.
They quickly strung out into single and double file.
I've got a reading on a major shaft obstruction ahead, Lando announced.
Just picked it up. Will you make it?
Gonna be a tight squeeze.
It was a tight squeeze. It was a heat wall, occluding 3/4 of the tunnel. Suddenly, coarse white static blanketed all the view screens.
My scope's gone, yelled Wedge.
Cut speed, cautioned Lando. Some kind of power discharge causing interference.
Switch to visual scanning.
That's useless at these velocities. We'll have to fly nearly blind.
2 blind X-Wings hit the wall as the shaft narrowed again. A 3rd was blown apart by the gaining Imperial fighters.
Green Leader, called Lando. Split off and head back to the surface. You might draw some fire off us.
Green Leader and his cohort peeled off, out of the power shaft. 1 TIE fighter followed, firing continuously. Akbar's voice came in over the comlink.
The Death Star is turning away from the fleet. Looks like it's repositioning to destroy the Endor moon. How long before it's in position? Lando asked. 0.03. That's not enough time.
Wedge broke into the transmission.
We're running out of shaft, too.
Akbar stared wild-eyed out the observation window, down onto the deck of the Superstar Destroyer. Fires burst over the entire stem, and the Imperial warship was listing badly.
We've knocked out their forward shields, Akbar said into his comlink. Fire at the bridge.
Green Leader's group swooped in from bottomside, up from the Death Star.
Firing proton torpedoes, Green Wing advised.
The bridge was hit, producing a dazzling rainbow of explosions that started the huge destroyer spinning like a pinwheel toward the Death Star. The continued bombardments by rebel cruisers merely heightened the already pervasive sense of hysteria. For the Emperor was dead. The central, powerful evil that had been the cohesive force to the Empire was gone. In the midst of this uproar, Luke made it somehow to the main docking bay, carrying the hulking dead weight of his father's weak body toward an Imperial shuttle. Halfway there, his strength gave out, and he collapsed under the strain. Vader motioned Luke closer to him.
Luke, help me take this mask off.
Luke shook his head. You'll die. The Dark Lord's voice was weary.
Nothing can stop that now. Just once let me look on you with my own eyes.
Luke was afraid. Afraid to know the Anakin Skywalker who lived inside Darth Vader. Together, they lifted the heavy helmet from Vader's head. Inside the mask portion, a complicated breathing apparatus had to be disentangled. When the mask was finally off, Luke gazed on his father's face. It was sad, benign, with a mighty scar that ran from the top of his head to the back of his scalp. The old man smiled weakly. Tears glazed his eyes. This boy had pulled him from that pit. The boy was good, and the boy had come from him. So there must have been good in him, too. He noticed tears burning Luke's cheeks. He wanted to make it all right. He wanted Luke to know he wasn't really ugly like this, not deep inside, not altogether. With a little self-deprecatory smile, he shook his head and said,
"Luminous beings we are, Luke, not this crude matter."
Luke shook his head, too, to tell his father it was all right, to dismiss the old man's shame.
"Go, my son. Leave me."
At that, Luke found his voice. "No, I'll not leave you. I've got to save you."
"You already have, Luke," he whispered.
"Father, I won't leave you," Luke protested. Explosions jarred the docking bay, crumbling one entire wall. Vader pulled Luke very close, spoke into his ear.
"Luke, you were right about me. Tell your sister you were right."
With that, he closed his eyes, and Darth Vader, Anakin Skywalker, died. Commander Jerjerod sat brooding in the control room of the Death Star, watching all about him crumble. An aide ran up to him.
"The rebel fleet is closing, sir."
"Concentrate all fire in that sector," he answered distractedly.
"What is the rotation factor to firing range on the Endor moon?"
The aide checked the CompuScreen.
0.02 to moon target, sir. Accelerate rotation until moon is in range and then fire on my mark."
"Yes, sir."
The aide pulled a bank of switches.
"Rotation accelerating, sir. 0.01 to moon target, sir. 60 seconds to firing range. Sir? Goodbye, sir."
The aide saluted, put the firing switch in Jerjerod's hand, and ran out the door. Jerjerod smiled calmly at the view screen. Endor was starting to come out of the Death Star's eclipse. He fondled the detonation switch in his hand. 0.005 to moon target. 30 seconds to firing. The Millennium Falcon continued its swerving race through the labyrinth of power channels, inching ever closer to the main reactor. Several TIE fighters still trailed. At last, the main reactor shaft came into view.
"It's too big, Gold Leader," yelled Wedge. "My proton torpedoes won't even dent that."
"Go for the power regulator on the North Tower," Lando directed. "I'll take the main reactor. We're carrying concussion missiles. They should penetrate. Once I let them go, we won't have much time to get out of here, though."
"I'm already on my way out," Wedge exclaimed.
He fired his torpedoes with a Corellian war cry, then tore out of the superstructure at barely sublight speed, whipping around the near side of Endor to return to the safety of the moon. The Falcon waited 3 dangerous seconds longer, then loosed its concussion missiles with a powerful roar. The whole reactor began to go.
"Direct hit!" shouted Lando.
Luke escaped the main docking bay just as it began to blow. In a destabilized Imperial shuttle, he too headed for the green sanctuary in the distance. And finally, the Millennium Falcon carrying Lando shot toward Endor, mere moments before the Death Star flared into oblivion like a supernova. Han was binding Leia's arm wound in a fern dell when the Death Star blew. The rebels cheered. Leia's eyes focused on the starry sky. "Hey," he jostled. "I'll bet Luke got off that thing before it blew." She nodded. "He did. I can feel it." Her brother's living presence touched her through the Force. She reached out to answer the touch, to reassure Luke she was all right. Han looked at her with deep love. Once he'd wanted whatever he wanted for himself. Now he wanted everything for her. And one thing he could see she wanted dearly was Luke.
You really care for him, don't you?
She nodded, scanning the sky.
Well, listen, Han went on. I understand. When he gets back, I won't stand in your way.
She squinted at him, suddenly aware they were crossing wires. "What are you talking about?" she said. Then she realized. "No, no," she laughed. "Luke is my brother." Han was successively stunned, embarrassed, and elated. This made everything fine. Just fine. He took her in his arms, embraced her, and being extra careful of her wounded arm, lay down beside her, under the waning glow of the burning star. Luke stood in a forest clearing before a pile of logs and branches. Lying atop the mound was the lifeless body of Darth Vader. Luke set a torch to the kindling. As the flames enveloped the corpse, Luke silently said his last goodbye. He alone had believed in the speck of humanity remaining in his father. That redemption rose now, with these flames, into the night. A huge bonfire blazed in the center of the Ewok village. Rebels and Ewoks rejoiced in the warm firelight, singing, dancing, and laughing in the communal language of liberation. Han, Leia, and Chewbacca stood off a short way from the revelers, half waiting, half trying not to wait, until at last their patience was rewarded. Luke and Lando, exhausted but happy, stumbled out of the darkness. The friends rushed to greet them. They all embraced, cheered, jumped about, fell over, and finally just huddled, content with the comfort of each other's touch. In a while, the two droids, 3PO and R2, sidled over as well to stand beside their dearest comrades. For a moment, looking into the bonfire, Luke thought he saw faces dancing. Yoda. Ben. His father? He tried to see what the faces were saying, but they spoke only to the shadows of the flames, and then disappeared altogether. It gave Luke a momentary sadness, but then Leia took his hand and drew him close to her, and the others. The Empire was dead. Long live the Alliance.
This has been a Time Warner Audiobooks presentation of Return of the Jedi, narrated by Tony Roberts. Executive producer John Wynn. Produced and directed by Kevin Thompson. Novelization by James Kahn. Abridgment by Nicole Dillenberg. Text edited by John Whitman. Music composed by John Williams. Sound effects supplied by Skywalker Sound. This presentation was produced under license with Lucasfilm Limited.